Morning, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Livestock Market Open. Well, cattle had a strong Monday, posting some good triple-digit gains throughout most of the complex. Traders, of course, decided that the market may have been overdone on Friday, and that also spilled into the hog futures, wanting to move higher as well, and that's all continuing on today as well. For the May feeders, they're adding $1.77 at $239.77. August feeders up $1.72 at $251.50. For the live cattle futures, their June contracts seeing similar gains with them, up $1.45 at $175.27. August live cattle futures up $1.67 at $172.80. As mentioned, lean hogs seeing triple digit gains yet again this morning, with their nearby May up $1.10 at $95.42. Well, we need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and look at some of the local auctions right after this.
We're here today with Melissa Daniels, a cow-calf producer who serves on the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So, Melissa, what's been going on with the beef checkoff?
Hi there. Thanks for having me on today. I'd like to talk about a few ways the beef checkoff is being proactive on addressing misinformation. For instance, the beef checkoff has created curriculum in schools that focuses on science-backed truths about cattle, greenhouse gases, beef production, and genetics. Plus, the beef checkoff is heavily invested in research projects, proving the beef industry's environmental responsibility. One is the Beef Sustainability Research Program, which provides science-backed sustainability benchmarks that show the industry's status and additional ways to improve. We know that misinformation will always be present. With strong checkoff-funded programs and science-based research, we're bringing the truth to every table.
Thanks for your time, Melissa. To find more details on how your dollar drives demand for beef, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Checking in on some of those local auctions, Bowman Livestock yesterday with a good test of both feeder steers and some coal cows to their ring. High seller did come from a pot load of 673-pound steers right at $301 a pound, which brings the total to over $2,000 a head, while another pot load of some light 7-weight heifers coming in at $277. Speaking of other good prices on the coal cow market, a Bowman auction market, well, 24 coal cows brought over $2,000 themselves, with one even coming in 1,855 pounds at $1.34. That pencils out to nearly $2,500 on a coal cow. Heiferettes did decent themselves as well at Bowman auction market, with some of them coming in around $183 up to $208. For some of the production sales, we saw Math Farms out of Glasgow, Montana over the weekend having their 39 yearling bulls average right at $7,100, while 38 older bulls right at $5,400. Also from last week, we saw the coal cow market at Torrington Livestock see their continued climb, as those average dressing mamas coming in $131 up to $145, while lean dressing mamas on a lighter test not too far behind them, $126 to $132. Well, that's going to do it for today's Livestock Market Open here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mandy Schwab.